USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is seeking Supreme Court nominee advice amid criticism to nominate the first black woman to the country's highest court. Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Roger Wicker spoke to ABC News.
The fact that he's willing to make a promise at the outset that it must be a black woman, I gotta say that's offensive. It's actually an insult to black women.
The irony is that the Supreme Court is at the very same time hearing cases about this sort of affirmative racial discrimination.
A recent ABC News poll shows 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all candidates. Pfizer is asking U.S. regulators to authorize extra low doses of its COVID-19 vaccine for children under five. The move could open the way for the very youngest Americans to start receiving shots in March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inveteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Super Bowl tickets are on sale, and if you plan on seeing the game in person, it will cost you a pretty penny.
It'll cost more than $6,000 for a seat in the nosebleed section to watch the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Secondary markets like StubHub and Ticketmaster are selling seats in the top level of SoFi Stadium for at least $5,500, plus almost another $1,000 in fees. The really good seats are going for around $78,000. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A majority of people say there's a growing cancel culture that threatens freedom, according to the latest Foundation for Individual Rights in Education poll. While 73% of respondents acknowledged having heard of the phrase cancel culture, there were 59% who were convinced it's growing and a threat to liberties in America. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A federal judge has rejected a hate crimes plea deal for Greg and Travis McMichael.
A federal judge rejected a plea agreement Monday that would have averted hate crimes trial for father and son, Travis and Greg McMichael, convicted of murder for fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery, whose parents angrily objected to the deal. The deal would have allowed the convicts to go to federal prison. The family of Arbery want them in state prison.
I told them that I wanted them to go to state prison and do their time that Judge Wansley gave them on the 7th of January.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A major winter storm is expected to affect a huge portion of the U.S. Heavy snow is forecast to start in the Rockies while freezing rain will pelt Texas. The storm will then move on to dump snow and ice on the Midwest. More than a foot of snow is forecast in places. Airlines grounded more than 1,000 flights scheduled for Wednesday. A suspected gunman is now in custody after two campus officers were fatally shot at a private liberal arts college in Virginia on Tuesday. In an email to students, faculty, and staff, Bridgewater College President David Bushman identified the victims as police officer John Painter and safety officer J.J. Jefferson. The gunman allegedly shot the officers around 1:20 Tuesday afternoon and ran away. And fired Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores has sued the NFL and three of its teams, alleging racist hiring practices by the league. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.